The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. So, welcome and peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, dear brothers and sisters. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and the topic of this episode of today's special is what is the real fasting?
الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا.
Today, Wednesday, is the first of the blessed month of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Farvardin, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of April 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 183.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may become righteous.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear friend, piety is rendered into one's restriction from sin. Most sins originate from wrath and lust. Fasting brings the extravagance of this instinct under control, which consequently decreases corruption and increases piety. Since this worship is accompanied with deprivation from some material pleasures, and one must suffer some troubles, especially when it is in summer, there are different particular meanings used in the verse to make the mind of believers ready for the acceptance of this decree.
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
Real fast. So we welcome to the month of Ramadan, the month of Allah. We welcome you, you dear believers who are fasting now, and we pray that inshallah we are successful in this world and in the hereafter. We're speaking about real fast. The month of Ramadan is a blessed month that increases a Muslim's spiritual awareness, fortifies the worshipper's connection with Allah, reminds us of our duties towards the needy in the community, but also reminds us of our own need for an increase in faith, asking God for mercy and forgiveness. The most obvious cornerstones of fasting that the Muslim follows during Ramadan are abstaining from food, drink, and sexual desire from sunrise to sunset. However, there is far more than that to attain true fasting. The fasting that will indeed fulfill the goals of elevating us to higher levels of spirituality, compassion to others, patience, and piety. This Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, let's make it a true fast, a fast from all that will interfere with our spiritual growth. On the behalf of me and my colleagues in the today's special from IRIB English Radio, we congratulate the coming of the banquet of Allah, the month of Ramadan.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to today's special. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah states, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ O believers, fasting has become obligated for you, as it was for those before you. So perhaps you will become mindful of Allah or fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we have entered the holy month of Ramadan, the month of mercy, the month of blessings. Have we as Muslims, as those who fast, asked ourselves this question? Why do we fast? I am pretty sure that most of our brothers and sisters out there, most of those who fast, usually ask this question. What are the benefits of fasting? What is the reality of fasting? What is the true fasting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered? Today we're going to answer this question. What is the reality of the fast? What is the true fasting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered? When looking at the goal and the reason, you could say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated believers with fasting is being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus fasting is not just to get thirsty, it is not just to become hungry. True, there is a connection with being hungry and being thirsty with the benefits of fasting, as one of the benefits of fasting, as stated by Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, is that a mu'min, a believer, will become knowing of the situations of the poor and needy. They will remember the hunger and the thirst of the poor and those in need. Thus, they will have mercy in their hearts and have mercy in their hearts for these for such kind of people. Also, thirst and hunger reminds a believer, as stated in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, reminds a believer of the day of judgment and the hunger and thirst on that day. However, the reality of sawm or reality of fasting is not only to become hungry and to become thirsty, but rather there's also the fasting of your hands, your leg, your feet, your tongue, your heart, all together, all your body is fasting. Do not only stay away from eating and drinking. There's also the concept of staying away from listening to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. There's also the concept of staying away and restraining yourself from stating what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, such as backbiting, ghibah, such as lying, kadhib, and such as hurting other believers with your tongue. Also, from looking, stay away from looking from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. This is the kind of fasting. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam states that there are many of those who do not benefit from fasting except from gaining hunger and thirst. They do not gain anything other than hunger and thirst from their fasting. Ramadan.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhata ar-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
The true meaning of Ramadan. The word Ramadan is derived from the root Ramadha, which indicate heat and restlessness. It is said that the name of the month indicates the hardships which accompany a fast like thirst and a comparative restlessness. But the best explanation was given by the Holy Prophet himself, who was the final authority on everything. He said, "Ramadan burns the sins and faults as fire burns the wood." Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him, told one of his companions, O Jabir, whoever during Ramadan fasts in days, stands for prayers in parts of nights, controls his sexual desires and emotions, puts rein on his tongue, keeps his eyes down, and does not injure the feelings of others, will become as free from sin as he was the day he was born. Jabir said, "How tough are these conditions?"
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah.
fruit of fasting. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The month of Ramadan is the month of Allah, bringing His blessing, mercy, and forgiveness." Dear brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan gives us a chance to start life afresh. Muslims should make resolutions during this month to act upon during the year. This is the month when emotions remain under the control of reason. Thoughts in this month are not wild, feelings not hard. Forgiveness, generosity, and love of God through the love of His creatures are infused in our soul. Naturally, it is the best time to decide how are we going to live in the coming year. We should know what do we want to achieve and how. This month is the month of blessing, month of mercy, and the month of forgiveness. If anybody wants these benefits, we should strive for it with more zeal and more sincerity. If we spend our time in remembering Allah, repenting for our sins, we can be sure that Allah would bless us with His love and His mercy, inshallah.
So, what is the goal? What is the reality of Sawm? The reality of Sawm is to become fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, one of its methods, is by becoming hungry, by becoming thirsty, by staying away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered. Thus, there are two kinds of fast. One is, you could say, the fiqhi fast, the one that makes your fasting, your fast correct and authentic, and therefore you do not have to repeat it. And that is what we learn from the fiqhi books. That is what we get from our miraja, from those that we copy in taqlid. And we learn from them the laws that we have to, for example, stay away from eating, stay away from drinking, stay away from putting our heads underneath water, staying away from, for example, breathing in dust, and the other things that are considered mufattirat, or that break fast, from morning until night. That's the fiqhi aspect of it. But the reality aspect of it goes back, it's much more deeper. It goes back to the spiritual aspects of it, to the connection that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, that is the reality of fasting. It is to gain the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to a point where our souls stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, and to come forward to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered. Thus, we will become mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fast and our prayers and our good deeds and worships in this holy month. And like how the dua, as you brothers and sisters heard, Allahumma ja'al siyami fihi siyamu sa'imin. O Allah, on this day, make my fasting to be the same as the fasting of the true fasters. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/yen. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and how about reflecting upon a maxim bequeathed to us for our guidance by the command of the faithful and the leader of the pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Seeking God's forgiveness along with the insistence on committing the sin from which you seek forgiveness are additional sins.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Firstly, I would like to congratulate the Muslim Ummah that either you started yesterday or you started today, and we have entered into the blessed month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Allah. That is the month rather of the Ummah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to take the utmost benefit, especially spiritual benefit, from this month. And hopefully, inshallah, we will be mentioning some traditions to show that, you know, it is not just the not eating and the not drinking that is important in this month. Yes, it is part of it, but it is not the goal and the objective of this month. Rather, that is the most minuscule thing of this month. The ability, or rather the command not to eat and not to drink and always to refrain from other things, is the most minutest of commands in this month. The greatest command is to reach the heights that are promised to us in the nights of Qadr if we are able to do so. To begin preparation for that journey of 1,000 months begins now. Rather, it began in the month of Rajab. But it should take an extra effort and be, you know, increased as much as possible from tonight. In this regard, there's a beautiful tradition from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, and we've all heard this tradition many times, mentioned in many different ways. In this tradition, the Imam says that one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that is obviously on this day for some of us, which being the first of the holy month of Ramadan, the Holy Prophet said that, oh people, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is full of blessings and mercy and forgiveness has come to you. Now this is very beautiful. That the Holy Prophet doesn't say that you have entered it. He says, no. It has turned to you. It has come to you. It is a month that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of months. Its days are the best of days. Its nights are the best of nights. Basically, every single thing in terms of the time that this month contains, that every moment of this month is the best of moments. And the Holy Prophet continues and says that its hours are the best of hours, its minutes are the best of minutes, and so on and so forth. Hence we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if we started yesterday or if we are starting today, that we are able to make use of every single moment that we are alive and we have the ability to do so in this blessed month of Ramadan, and to make a pact with ourselves that we do more, and not necessarily more in quantity but more in quality than we did in the previous years. Inshallah, I ask you to pray for us and for the Muslim Ummah. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناديتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, the audience of IRIB English Radio, all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. You're listening to the show from IRIB English Radio in the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. So in this holy and blessed month, the month of Quran, let's focus more on this great and holy book of God. In the holy month of Ramadan, we are with you to be more attached with the verses of the Holy Quran. So we have provided different parts in this series of shows for you, and hopefully we shall be able to present these different parts and items to you in this holy month, the month of Quran. From the key points by Brother Yasser Ibrahim and also Tajweed points by Brother Muhammad. These are different items that we shall have, and also some stories and a hadith that will come to us from IRIB English Radio. Just stay tuned and listen to Let's Recite the Quran.
Yeah.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to Let's Recite the Quran. Now I want to mention a very beautiful hadith from the 8th Imam of the Shia school of thought, Imam Rida alayhi salam, concerning the excellence of recitation of the Holy Quran in the holy month of Ramadan. He says that the reward of reciting one verse of the Quran in this month equals the reward of reciting the whole Quran in another month. Dear listeners, as you might have been planning to have the recitation of the first juz of the Holy Quran in this very day, if you have been planning for a full khatm of the Quran in this holy month, so we have selected a recitation of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, by the well-known reciter Yusuf Al-Bahtimi, preceding by its translation. So I'd like to invite you to listen to this beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran from the first juz of the Holy Quran in the first day of the holy month of Ramadan.
I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the outcast. In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. All praises and thanks are for Allah, the Lord of all that exists. The absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. Owner of the day of recompense. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we ask for help. Guide us to the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not of those who have earned your anger, nor of those who went astray.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين صدق الله
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was the recitation of Surah Fatiha by Sheikh Kamil Yusuf Al-Bahtimi. One thing to note is that in the month of Ramadan, those who want to recite the whole Quran usually recite the juz of that day. For example, the first day of Ramadan, they would recite the first juz. On the second day, they would recite the second juz, and so on and so forth. So, in this program, which is dedicated to the month of Ramadan, we're going to analyze one of the surahs that is in the first juz of the Quran, which is Suratul Fatiha, or Fatihatul Kitab. It's really good that we pay attention to the rules of tajweed when reciting the Quran in the month of Ramadan so that we recite the Quran correctly. Okay, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We're going to analyze Surah Al-Fatiha in terms of the rules of Tajweed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One thing to notice is that Surah Al-Fatiha is the only surah where the Bismillah is counted as the first verse of this surah. Usually for the other surahs, the first verse is after the Bismillah. Of course, according to narrations from the Ahlul Bayt, Bismillah is also part of the surah and is considered as one of the verses of the surah. So you can't separate Bismillah from a surah and recite a surah without saying the Bismillah. But the thing is that everyone agrees that Surah Al-Fatiha, the first verse, is the Bismillah itself. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We have two ra's, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. They are pronounced with tafkhim, meaning they are pronounced with a full mouth and with thickness. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. We don't say Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Okay? We pronounce the ra with a full mouth and with thickness. And this is the meaning of tafkhim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi. The lamb of Allah in the phrase lillahi is pronounced with tarqiq, just like in the Bismillah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Allah in these two verses are pronounced with, the lamb of Allah in these two verses are pronounced with tarqiq, meaning with thinness, with an empty mouth. Rabbil Alameen. Ra. Again, the ra is pronounced with tafkhim. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. We have ha in Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. We have to make sure that the ha is pronounced deep in the throat, from the middle of the throat, which is known as the pharynx. Okay? So we have the buha of ha. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawm ad-Din. In the word ad-Din, we have a sun letter after Alif Lam. Therefore, the Lam Sakina is not red. That's why we say Yawm ad-Din. We don't say Yawm al-Din. Okay? And this is what happens when the sun letter comes after Alif Lam. The Lam Sakina is not red. Instead, the letter of the sun letter becomes Mushaddad. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. We have the pronunciation of عَيْن in this verse. نَعْبُدُ نَسْتَعِينَ. عَيْن is pronounced with the characteristic of توسط, which is in between رَخَاوَ and شَدَّ. شَدَّ means with strength, with force. For example, we had in the previous verse, Yawmiddin, the dal, Yawmiddin. The dal is pronounced with Shadda. But Rakhawa is the opposite of Shadda, which means it's pronounced softly and gently, such as in Iyaka, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. And also the seen is pronounced with Rakhawa. On the other hand, Ayn is in between Rakhawa and Shadda. Na'budu nasta'in, which means you spend more time than the letters of Shadda, but less time than the letters of Rakhawa. Okay, so this is the issue of timing of the letters. And the letters of Tawassult, they have, their timing is in between Shadda and Rakhawa. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. We have ta, which has tafkhim at the highest level, at the second highest level actually, because the ta has the fatha. مستقيم, the qaf has the lowest level of tafkhim because it has a ya ul mad. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. In the word al-dallin, we have madul lazim, which means you have to lengthen this mad to six vowel counts. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this segment of Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. And now you have just listened to a selective recitation of the Holy Quran from the first juz of the Holy Quran. Now, as for the first day, we want to listen to the key points of the first juz of the Holy Quran by Brother Yasser Ibrahim, where he tries to explain important points that we can find in this juz of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, we welcome you to this program where we would like to point to some of the key points within some of the parts of the Holy Quran, which hopefully myself and my dear listeners in this blessed month of Ramadan will, you know, try and pay more attention to. And what is also important to note, that the points that we will mention in this short program are not all the most important points. Every single verse of the Holy Quran has its own merit, its own points. We will just be alluding and indicating some points within the particular juz that our dear brothers and sisters on that particular day may be reading. And we ask you also to include us in the thawab of your recitation, inshallah. So today, being the first of the holy month of Ramadan, we begin our fasting, and obviously we recite the first juz of the Holy Quran. The glorious Quran, obviously, as we know, is placed or was cut into 30 juz because of the fact of the blessed month of Ramadan, in that person be able to complete the recitation of the glorious Quran in this month. So the first juz of the Holy Quran, or of the glorious Quran, contains two surahs. Again, not in his entirety, but two surahs. One is Surah Al-Hamd, and the second one is Surah Baqarah. Right? Surah Fatiha and Surah Baqarah are the two surahs or chapters that are within the first juz of the Holy Quran. Now, it is important for us to understand that the first juz of the Holy Quran, it is important to focus on, especially the Fatiha. Because why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these seven verses and mention these seven verses in another place of the Holy Quran as well, the Sabah Mathani? And why is it called Mathani? That's inshallah for the bahth of, or the discussion that is had in the tafsir of this beautiful surah. But what is important to understand from this surah or this chapter of the Holy Quran is, why is it called Fatiha, for example? According to some scholars, it's important to understand that one of the reasons they say that the Holy Quran was completed at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is because of this very surah. And it's us to understand, why is it called Fatiha? The opening was placed there, this opening. There's no opening, there's no closing. It was placed there for a particular reason and called that for a particular reason. Also up to us to understand that how we should lead or live our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ham mentions that, you know, the sirat or the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one. Sirat al-mustaqim. There's only one path. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well in this very chapter to guide us upon the path of those who have walked the path. It's important that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ponder upon it. That in this holy month of Ramadan, it is important for us, and one of the main things that we need to do is to get our steps in line with those who have walked this path. For example, who? The martyrs, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who Allah has blessed. So these are two important points that one can mention. Just from so, there are many other points, but inshallah, this is not the aim of our short thing. It's just to mention the Jews and some points. So the two points that we can mention is, one, that the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. There were those who walked upon the path, and we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this first chapter of the first part to allow us and to bless us by placing our footsteps amongst the footsteps of those great individuals, inshallah. Until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRM English Radio. And it was the ending item of this show. I hope that you have enjoyed the show and hopefully you will join us again tomorrow same time. In case you have any questions, criticisms or feedback, we'd be more than happy to have it from you if you send it to us through englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find the early recordings of these series on parstoday.com under the Call of Islam Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, once again, I'd like to thank you for staying tuned and ask you not to forget your brothers and sisters from your good du'as and supplications. Thank you very much. Till another show, I'd like to leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Fills up the air, Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
First methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was the beginning, the first day of the month of Ramadan. I think it is well worthy to start discussing matters related to the month of Ramadan. In order to help us prepare mentally and hopefully that leading to us being a little more prepared spiritually for the month of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet, for that reason at least, would give sermons, the last sermon, the last Friday, which would be the last largest gathering of people coming together and congregating. Before the beginning of the month of Ramadan, he would give a sermon related to the month of Ramadan. A few points that come to mind from that sermon that I think we need to focus on and think about, and hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enlighten us with them, is that the Prophet said, what is approaching you is Shahrullah. Shahrullah. Let's take a few minutes to just try to absorb a little bit what that means. Every month is a month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All months belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All time belongs to Him. It's His creation, it's His. There isn't a time that's not His. There isn't a month that's not His. There isn't a solar month or a lunar month that's not His. Time belongs to Allah. What we extract time from, which is the movement and the motion of the earth and the moon and the sun, these are the three elements that we extract time from. The 24-hour time of day is the earth rotating around its own axis, and then the rotation of the earth around the sun is the solar year. It gives you the months and the year. And the rotation of the moon around the earth gives us, in relation to the sun, it's also involved, gives us the lunar months and the lunar year. All of that belongs to Allah. the sequence of it, the time it takes, the very precise timing of that movement is dictated and governed by Allah, made by Allah. It comes around every year by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single month. The month of Sha'ban, the month of Rajab, Muharram, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hajjah. But out of the months, this is the month that the Prophet says, this is Shahrullah. Okay. Similar to the fact that all land and all of what we see on earth, all homes, all buildings, all construction, as well as the construction material, and everything basically, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Kaaba as Baytullah. Why? Why is that called Baytullah? The house of God. This is, they call idhafatu tashrif. It is to give us, or it refers to the status of that, whatever it is. In the case of Baytullah, the Bayt, the house, it tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that piece of land and the structure that was built by His order and is kept by His order in the shape that it is up to today, from the beginning of time, from the time of Adam all the way up to today. It has been there. At times the structure has not been there, but the sacredness of the land and Hajar al-Aswad and so on and so forth, that is a great land that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it that honor. And He's telling us that by calling it Baytullah, and now Shahrullah, it's the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That phrase right there should tell us enough about it in terms of importance for us to realize. One of the things that we need to be reminded of is not to take things lightly. I know we enjoy the blessings of the month of Ramadan. There are many blessings that come with the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, if with the blessing of Allah, the condition that we are in is removed from us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieves us, we will experience more of that. The getting together, the having iftar together, the family time. It's a certain environment that we experience in the month of Ramadan, and everybody does, that is very memorable. All those things are great, but that is not what makes the month of Ramadan Shahrullah. The Prophet explains that in this month we are guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're in a sense always the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Prophet tells us that in this month you're a special guest. He's your host. One last thing that is important in this regard, in this session, that we will mention in regards to the month of Ramadan, that what's the ma'sumin have been asked, what's the best action in the month of Ramadan? And people get involved with, you know, that question. They want to do things, they want to do extra a'mal, they want to do different things. There's a feeling, and when we hear that it's such a great month, such a great time, you want to do more. Okay, what do I do? Everybody asks that. The clearest and most important answer that we've received from the Ahlul Bayt is Al-Wara'un Maharamillah. Being extra careful regarding sins. In fact, the Quran says that Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. The desired objective of the fast, the abstinence from eating and drinking and those other items on the list, which will get us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that desired effect of it on us that will get us closer to Allah, is taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And the first step, as we have in hadith, the more difficult thing is to grab a hold of our reins, the reins of our nafs, to control it, that when there is haram that I desire, I want to do, for whatever desire it is, whatever temptation it is, whatever anger it is, whatever the cause, the motivation that is very strong and it pushes me to do that thing that God has said not to, for me to grab a hold of my nafs and take control and realize before I do something, if God says no, no matter how much I want it, say no, I'm not going to do this. That's the more initial difficult step of taqwa, and that's why we've been told in the month of Ramadan, be extra careful with regards to sins. And we ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins. We ask Him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide their hajat, their needs, their requests, relieve all of them and all of us from hardships, difficulties, illnesses, and relieve all people from this pandemic.
أحلى القوافي والنشيد في مقدم الشهر السعيد النور في الدنيا يزيد والرب تواب شكور أحلى القوافي والنشيد في مقدم الشهر السعيد النور في الدنيا يزيد والرب تواب شكور والرب تواب شكور رمضان welcome holy month رمضان welcome رمضان.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.